our standards program. After that introduction, I thought I should play a song called Out of Nowhere, or rather, Out of Norway.
Thank you.
was. I Found a New Baby by Jack Palmer and Spencer Williams. It's my third number before we're going to let Adam entertain you. I'm going to play a sort of a standard by General Morton called Someday Sweetheart.
It's not mandatory. And when I invited Morton, he said, "Well, you know, I don't know that many standards, but I think he did just fine, don't you?" There's a slight difference between, say, the show tunes of the 20s and the jazz bands of that era. There's a little bit of difference in style. And I'm going to try and do some music which you would call more of standard tunes. And the first one became a popular song called My Silent Love, which many people know. It was written by the girl Gershwin, Dana Suisse.
Yeah.
But this is the original version, which is called Jazz Nocturne, which happens to be the title of one of my CDs available in the back.
Thank you.
Jazz Nocturne by the one and only Dana Suisse. I should have mentioned a good friend of mine, Peter Minton in New York, was one of Dana's proteges, and he has the piano that she owned in the 1930s, big 9-foot Steinway concert grand. And that piano was played by George Gershwin, composers like Vincent Humans and Johnny Green, who wrote Out of Nowhere, that Morton played. He did a fabulous job on that. That's a really complicated song. Great to hear it. In any event, now going to try a medley of songs that I put together from a movie made in 1930 starring Paul Whiteman and his orchestra. It was recently restored by Universal Pictures. It took several $1 million to do this. The movie was Bing Crosby's first movie. And I actually knew someone who was in the movie, believe it or not. Her name was Carla Limley, lived to be 104 years old, and she's a dancer in the movie, the niece of the founder of Universal Pictures. And she's a dancer in the scene where the band plays Rhapsody in Blue. It was the first film performance of Rhapsody in Blue. And so if you get a chance to see the restoration, it's really fantastic. It's playing at movie theaters around the country right now, and I'm just waiting for the Blu-ray to come out. So here's a whole bunch of songs from The King of Jazz with Paul Whiteman, and the songs include, let's see if I can remember them all. It'll come to me when I get over there. The opening title music, Music Has Charms. And then I go into It Happened in Monterey, which is probably one of the bigger hits from the movie. And then Ragamuffin Romeo, and Bench in the Park, and then a song that Bing Crosby sang with the Rhythm Boys called So the Bluebirds and the Blackbirds Got Together, followed by Happy Feet, which was a big hit, and winding up with The Song of the Dawn, sung by John Bowles in the movie, and winding up with another chorus of Music Has Charms. So here is a medley of songs from The King of Jazz. Thank you. very much. I appreciate that. Maybe some of you recognize some of those songs. That's what you might call white jazz. Paul Whiteman made it acceptable for society. And now, as if playing those difficult songs didn't make me nervous enough, I am going to invite to the stage the performer you just heard, because I have admired him for so long and have never really gotten a chance to play very much with him. So we have planned some duets for you. Please welcome back Morten Gunnar Larsen.
You introduced the first song. Go
okay. Let's find out what we're going to start with. We talked about the song made famous by Sophie Tucker, called Some of These Days You Don't Miss Me, Honey.
Yes, right.
Can I start?
Thank you.
Thank you very much, everyone. I remembered playing that with Morton at an after-hours party one time, so that's why I suggested it. I thought it worked pretty well.
I thought you remembered it very well, both of us.
Yeah, we did. Keep changing everything. Well, now here's the song. Again, the theme for this show was supposed to be standards, and fishing around trying to think of ones that we both knew, we came up with the name Jerome Kern, and I said, I think the only ones I know are from Showboat. And this musical, which came out in 1927, really changed the face of Broadway. It was one of the first shows that had songs that were really part of the story, which is what you think of a musical today. And John Arpin's the one who told me that. I think he was right. So here's Can't Help Loving That Man of Mine from Showboat.
Thank you.
that's going to be the last number for tonight.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, that's the encore. That's the encore.
Oh, okay.
I mean, this afternoon, we are going to another concert this evening. We are going to do together the tune J. Roll Morton used to present himself and his orchestra, actually, called the Original Jelly Roll Blues, which some people say is the first published jazz composition from 1915. And Morton recorded it several times. He recorded it with his Red Hot Peppers jazz band. He recorded it as a piano soloist and also as a piano roll version, which is longer than the... And we thought about benefiting a little bit from that. And it's a piece here. Original Jelly Roll Blues.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, everyone. Hope you enjoyed that.
Yes.
There is more to come. Join us for the concert tonight, right in this room at 7 o'clock. See you then.